for a word on the commodity markets here on this Monday morning. Time to check in with Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. And Aaron, good morning. It looks like kind of a mixed bag so far here in the early going.
Yeah, mixed bag. Fairly quiet once again, Brian. Of course, big news this week, of course, is the crop report out tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. We have a lot of updates there with production, final production numbers for corn and soybeans. Ending stocks estimate updated. We'll also have grain stocks, quarterly grain stocks as of December 1st, and also get a winter wheat seedings number, and of course update some of the world numbers. So a lot of moving parts tomorrow, and seeing a typical trade here this morning, which is somewhat quiet with traders being a little apprehensive on doing anything large here ahead of the big report tomorrow. We do have March corn at 352 and three quarters, down 4 1/4. May corn at 358 and three quarters, down 4 cents. July corn at 365 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. December 16 corn at 379 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. Soybeans have bounced up back up here a little bit. January soybeans that go off the board on this Thursday, they're at 885 and a quarter, up 5 3/4. March soybeans at 868 and 1/2, up 3 1/4. May soybeans at 871 and a half, up 3 1/2. July soybeans at 877 and a half, up 2 3/4. November soybeans at 880 and 1/2, that's up 2 cents. Chicago wheat market a little weaker as well. March wheat at 476, down 2 1/2. May wheat at 481, down 2 3/4. July Chicago wheat at 487 and a half, down 2 3/4. Out in Kansas City wheat pit, March Kansas City wheat at 468 and a half, down 4 1/4. May wheat at 478 and 3/4, down 3 3/4. And July Kansas City wheat at 488 and a quarter, that's down 4 cents. Monday morning, no trade yet to be seen in the livestock pits so far that'll open up here in just a few minutes. Outside markets still weighing on some concern here for the corn and wheat markets. Shanghai Index over in China down another 5% here this morning as continue to be ongoing concerns about the Chinese economy. That continues to kind of keep a lid on commodity prices as well. It's based on the fact that any slowdowns in China's economy continues to raise concerns about commodity demand in general. Crude oil continues to slip a little bit weaker here this morning, down about 75 cents this morning. Dollar index up just slightly. Did have some export announcements this morning. The USDA announced a chunk of beans sold to Unknown for the current marketing year, also a couple cargoes sold to China of soybeans, and then about 152,000 tons of corn sold to Unknown here for this year. So starting to see a little bit of pickup in some export demand, which is sorely needed because export demand, especially on the corn and wheat side, continued to be awful slow. Export inspections out today. Otherwise, news is fairly quiet with most of the focus, Brian, this week going to be on tomorrow's report at 11 a.m.
All right. Thank you very much, Aaron. We appreciate that report here this morning.
You bet. Have a good week.
You too. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us on this Monday to take a look at the commodity markets. Looking at Wall Street, the Dow got off to a fast start, but it's starting to slide here. It was up as much as 100 points in early trading, now up 18 points at 16,364. The S&P up a fraction at 1923. And the NASDAQ down 5 points right now at 4,638. In weather here locally, not as cold, mostly cloudy skies today. Some scattered flurries this morning. A chance of snow this afternoon, the high 28 degrees. South winds 5 to 15. Snow likely tonight. Accumulation up to 1 inch, the low 16. West winds 15 to 20. That puts the wind chill readings at 0 to 10 above tonight. Tomorrow, colder, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of snow in the morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon. The high 17 degrees. Northwest winds at 15 to 20, putting the wind chill between 5 below and 5 above zero. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org.